I will call our meeting to order today. And the first item on the agenda is approving our minutes from our May 20th board meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Any friendly amendments, discussion? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item on our agenda is the loan portfolio. And we have 9 loans that are a little over $7.8 million. I move to approve the loan portfolio today, or $7.8 million. I move to approve the loan portfolio today. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you. Rich, turning it over to you to talk through the 9 loans we're looking at.
Well, thanks, Sarah. There's not a whole lot to talk about here. Loans 1, 2, and 4 are for vehicles, including tractors and trucks. Loans 5 and 8 are for road work, and loans 3, 6, 7, and 9 are for a little bit larger projects that include water and sewer and some other infrastructure. I would point out that the Town of Lawrence for loan number 3 is one of our better customers, and they have come back once again for another Hey, does anybody have any questions?
None from me.
Rich, you cut out for me for a minute there. I don't know if others heard you okay or not.
Excuse me?
It cut out for me for a minute there. I don't know if others
heard I'm sorry. Okay or not. Yeah.
It might have just been me.
It was me too.
Okay. I didn't have a whole lot to say about these loans other than, they're for vehicles, road work, and some larger infrastructure projects, and that the Town of Lawrence is one of our better customers and is coming back for another project. And that's all I had. Does anybody have any questions?
None for me. Thanks, Rich.
Is that the 2 for Black Creek, is that just 2 different projects? Is that why it's broken up?
I think they wanted some flexibility to pay one of them off if they could pay one of them off before the other. And so a lot of times what I do is, if there's a large list of projects that a community has, I really think that it improves their flexibility in the future and the transparency for people that may be sitting in their chair in the future if they provide separate loan applications for each one of the projects. And this one, they separated the projects between sewer and water main, probably for that purpose.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
If there's no more questions for Rich, all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loan portfolio is approved. Thank you, Rich. And there is no old business, but we do have something under new business. We're looking at a land bank transaction. So if there is no objection, I'd like to suspend the rules. So Tom can walk us through the land bank transaction that we are reviewing today. Tom.
Thanks, Sarah. The transaction that we're proposing to the board is selling a block of swampland in Oneida County. If you had a chance to peruse the map that we attached, by looking at it, you can tell, yep, that's pretty much all swampland. In a situation like this, we will not offer that for sale until we get an idea that there may be someone that is actually interested in purchasing it, because of the fact that we have a very limited budget for appraisals, and for an appraisal of something like this, it's always going to be over $2,000 minimum. And so, but in this particular situation, there was a change in the adjoining ownership. The landowner to the south was a new landowner. We reached out to them and they expressed an interest. We had it appraised and We'll find out now whether that landowner is still willing to buy it at the appraised price. So we're very hopeful. But because of the fact that it is swampland and we currently do not generate any revenue off of that land, also landlocked, if we can sell it, it's an opportunity to use those proceeds and put them back to work acquiring property that is productive and generates revenue for the trust funds. And for those reasons, we're recommending it to the board.
Thank you, Tom. Josh or John, any questions for Tom about this proposed land bank sale, evaluation, justification?
So is it just the one landowner that might be interested, or any of the other ones?
At this point, it's only the one to the south. We had reached out to all of them, but the one to the south is the one that had expressed an interest.
Does the fact that there's only one interested give you any concern about the, whether it's a good time to move forward with the sale or transaction, I should say?
No, because of the fact that when you are selling landlocked property, you are hoping that somebody will bid on it. And oftentimes there is only one bidder when it is landlocked property, unless the adjoining landowners do not get along. And then you will have sometimes a bidding war because neither one of them wants their neighbor to get the property.
And Tom, from a process perspective, if this one landowner that's interested does not end up bidding, what's next? What happens?
Well, at that point, it then becomes available to anybody that just decides to pay whatever the appraised value is. And so if they submit paperwork saying, yep, we're good with buying it at that rate, they can go ahead and just purchase it. Otherwise, what is more likely to happen is that we may determine that that appraisal was too high. And we may ask the board to withdraw the land from sale, have it reappraised, and start the process over again.
Any other questions for Tom about this proposed land bank sale? See none, I will make a motion to approve the proposed land bank sale to the public on Kafkana Road wetlands as captured in our packet on page 8. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other questions, debate, suggestions? See none, all those in favor of approving, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The proposed land bank sale is approved. And there is, so now moving into routine business, Rich, and your chief investment officer report.
I have nothing today, Sarah, thank you.
Tom, the executive secretary's report.
Hopefully two items of good news. First of all, the Drain County Drainage Board did make a partial payment of $27,000, and they have indicated that they will be making the remaining delinquent payment of $55,000 before the middle of the month. We've kept in conversation with them to make sure that things go smoothly at this point, and we have a high degree of confidence that they will carry through on this. So the second bit of news is sometimes there is an ancillary indirect positive effect of what BCPL does. And this last week, the WEDC announced that they were putting tens of millions of dollars into 5 venture capital funds. And that money is earmarked for investing in companies in Wisconsin. Well, it just so happens that BCPL is invested in 3 of those companies, and our investments in those companies is substantial. Because the WEDC money came with strings attached, they require those funds to, in essence, match those investments. So the fact is, BCPL's investment in those 3 Wisconsin venture capital funds is actually going to be a strong reason why those funds may be actually able to make those full investments in Wisconsin companies. So again, it's a indirect effect of what we do and how we do it that makes a positive impact in Wisconsin. So that's my good news for the day.
We'll take it, Tom. Thank you. Any questions for Tom? I have nothing to report. So the final item is, are there any future agenda items that the commissioners would like to see at an upcoming meeting?
Nothing for me.
None here.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
I will
second.
Great. Josh will second. Any final comments, questions, debate? Seeing none, all those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.